or basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Thursday, June 11th. We are here in Houston, Arkansas. I think it's the first time ever, Roger, in the 22 or 25 years I've been doing radio that we've come to Houston because
Same.
It's hard to get a signal.
Same.
I commend you on your great work this morning on getting us online. Metal roofs sometimes give us a problem, and this is a 3,000-square-foot building with a metal roof. And the winner, we had two winners, Mark Carter, who was in Little Rock yesterday, and then a Razorback theme, smaller room, really cool with a lot of old cool Razorback stuff, and non-Razorback themed, and that's why we're here in Houston at the home of Sandy Hudspeth and his wife, Kimberly, and they're so kind. Been married 22 years, right? 22 years.
Wonderful years.
Yeah, and a couple things. I want to thank Todd Pierce for filling in for Christian Weaver. Todd, thanks so much for doing that. And also, too, want to thank
Chuck Gatlin for setting up yesterday.
Chuck Gatlin for setting up. And Coffin by Design West, appreciate them.
Yes.
Had Laura Beth on yesterday. Go by and really, you won't find any Coffin by Design West furniture in here because you make most of it, or it's antique, really cool stuff. But go by and check them out. Tell them you heard about them on the buzz. Appreciate them sponsoring along with Tori. Brought breakfast for everybody. And then Joe Klein.
Give, to come up and bring
you
it.
Bet.
Yes, thank you.
And Joe Klein giving a $100 gift certificate to each winner.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
A couple things. One, let's read some messages. James says that's a small town nightclub, not a man cave.
That's right. That's a good one. That's a great one. Absolutely.
Corliss, the one big B. Only thing missing is one of the sweaters from Nolan. Maybe that's the Nolan sweater guy. I don't know, Roger. Somebody said when we were during my live Facebook Live this morning, I mentioned that he had built this all by his own hand.
I know he did.
It's a little inside joke there.
Yeah, I know he did.
And I said you guys didn't hear this, but some of our listeners said, dang, that looked like it'd be in the running for a national man cave, not just Arkansas. Yeah. Looks fantastic. And just for,
and Black Widow, forget. Thanks to
the other pool player.
Yeah, Brian Duke, thanks for sending me that.
Love meeting your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were very nice. It was Danny and Mickey, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they were funny. They're sort of shy guys, but they're good. You know, if you look at Danny, he looks like Willie, a little heavier Willie.
Yeah.
And if you walked in,
Willie could use a little weight.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that this guy is one of the top 10% That's what he could come in and what is it, snooker? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
He could snooker somebody. Go, hey, let's play. You know, he doesn't look like he would. You know, and all of a sudden, after the first couple, after the current, what do you call it? Break. What do you call it when you break? First break, you go, oh crap.
Yeah. Walks in on one of them walkers. You know, comes in. He's got one arm in a sling. Yeah. You know, I don't want to play anybody.
A couple great birthdays today. Joe Montana. Guess how old he is. You want to take a shot? How old Joe Montana? Not too far away from you.
He's really not
about 70.
Because you're 72, right?
He's probably four years older than us.
He is 70. He's exactly right. Vince Lombardi's birthday today. The great Vince Lombardi.
Vince.
Jackie Stewart, who used to have the British accent. NASCAR.
He was the voice of that. It wasn't NASCAR. What was it? Was it Indy?
F1.
Ford F-50.
Peter Dinklage.
I'm taller than Peter Dinklage and Justin Moore. That's right.
And the great Gene Wilder is.
Gene Wilder. Big fan of Gene Wilder. Big fan.
We need a contestant for Factor Crap. We'll let y'all play with us. 661-1037. I think it's tickets to
38
Beat
Peso.
It. Beat It.
Michael Jackson?
No, Meet It.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic.
As I mentioned, the first 10 minutes of the show today is that, truth be told, you guys were not big listeners and are listeners of our show, but you saw that we were doing this on Facebook and entered it. And now, Kimberly, you have been listening for the last month, and we love it. We love the fact you're a Central Tiger, class of 1980.
Yes.
And, Sandy, you can listen to us every once in a while. So, 661-1037, Roger, let me know when we get a contestant.
Look at this guy coming in.
Oh, he's bringing his own stick.
Look at that right there, huh?
So, you were born in 1953, over in Conway, graduated from Southside Beach. From high school, you started buying and selling cars, working as a welder. You'd buy cars that were a little bit damaged, and you would, or heavily damaged, and you would, you've also created this Hudspeth sports cars in the mid 70s.
Right.
That's how you learned to take a 63, what is it, the bar?
Chevy Impala.
And make it into a 25 foot bar that's as cool as any bar that you would see in any commercial establishment. Yeah. You did that with your hand. You took the front end and back ends of all these other cars. Like, what are these cars right here?
This right here is a 56 Chevy Nomad.
Okay.
Those cars, when they're restored, bring 120 grand.
And you restored just the back end so it could
that's
be a bench.
That was all left.
That's okay.
And I was going to ask you, is that what it is? Because, I mean, you would restore it and keep it if that was the case.
Oh, I wouldn't.
But it's beyond recognition.
It was non-fixable.
It's done deal.
And this here's a 61 Cadillac, the 2000 model Jaguar front behind you. I've got a 56 Bel Air over there, a 64 Cadillac
so cool.
Made into the front.
All benches and...
Yeah, a 57 Cadillac in the back.
Are the barber chairs authentic?
Yeah, those
Where'd they come from? Where'd they come from?
The barber chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, options? The stools?
Yeah,
oh,
still
The barber chairs.
I bought them on Facebook and everything and restored. Everything in here when I bought it was all messed up.
Now,
it rusted up and I restored it.
You started this in 2018. You finally got it finished really 2023. You had to deal with COVID. You were fighting cancer.
Yeah.
You had bladder cancer and you've been free of cancer the past 2 years.
Amen.
So a ring of the bell there. You fell off scaffolding. Working on the pool out there.
Shattered my knee so bad they wasn't sure they could save it.
And then you one of these UMS orthopedics. You said that they helped.
Shout out.
You know what? When you hear this, doesn't it make you go back to go? We understand your suffering because of what we had to do last Saturday in the bathtub races. You know, where our legs are killing us. You know what? Here's all this stuff you've gone through and you're doing. We were out of breath. From running from the Arlington to the end of Bathhouse Road. I was out of breath, and I was sitting in the tub.
Yeah, that was. I'm still sore, but this place is fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations! I'm glad we were able to show what you did.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you, this could compete with any man, especially hand done man cave.
Oh,
you're part of history. You and we mentioned to Mark yesterday, Carter, that you guys are the first winners.
Yeah.
We'll do this every year. And
did you do the neon lighting? Did you make all that? Did you find it, restore,
no,
fix it?
I bought the neon lighting.
You bought it all. Yeah. All functionable at the time.
At one time, and not a lot of it still do. You can ask me on anything in here. I can tell you
how much. I love the gas tanks. We love the urinal. That's a keg.
Yeah.
Love that.
Urinal's a keg.
The gas pump handle. That's water coming out.
Faucet.
Faucet.
Yeah. Dude.
Do we have? It looks like we have a contestant. Yeah. Is that right, Todd?
That is correct.
Can we? Do you have the open, Roger? Or does he have the open?
Todd, go ahead
for Factor Crap.
If you don't
is it fact or is it crap? Yeah. You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, who do we have here?
Rob,
are you there?
What's going on this morning, guys?
What's up, Rob?
You're going to be playing for some tickets to Dude Perfect, which is a really cool, amazing thing where these guys make the most unbelievable shots, and it's just really crazy stuff. And I'll tell you what, we'll let our guest today. Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
That's what you said they were going to be.
I can't remember.
You said the media.
I tell you what, we'll find out.
I think it was Chris.
Well, listen, back off.
But he don't want you. He don't want the gift you're offering.
Back off. Well, you know what? You're going to play anyway, and you might get lucky.
Jeez.
All right.
You might get lucky. Be nice. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. So.
I like a guy that knows what he wants. Listen, I like your gift you're giving me. But I want what I want.
All right, Rob, here we go. So
I just heard, guys.
Okay, I got you. We know. Come on, play the game.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Thank you, guys.
So, you betcha. All right.
Have a great day.
We'll let our guest here help us. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And Kim and Sandy, you can say, I think that's fact or I think that's crap. And Roger's going to give his opinion. And then Rob, our caller, is going to go, I believe what they say, or I'm going to go with my own instinct on whether it's fact or crap.
So, now, I guess the first fact or crap question is this. Fact or crap, Rob's going to lose on purpose because he don't want these tickets.
No, he may find out he's getting the tickets.
All right.
Listen, he's got to play. Here we go. All right. The man who founded the North Face. You know what the North Face is?
It's all that cool clothing
that keeps you warm.
And that's the side of a mountain,
Keeps you warm. Right. You know, he actually died in 2015 from hypothermia after a kayaking accident. Roger, is that fact or crap?
That did contribute to his death, actually. It wasn't the main thing, but that contributed to his death.
So Roger has no idea, I can promise you. He's guessing that's...
I know that emblem is the side of a mountain.
Yeah, but the question is, did you know that he possibly died from hypothermia?
Absolutely.
I don't believe
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right, do you think it's fact or crap?
Fact.
You think it's fact, Kimberly? What do you think?
Crap.
Okay. Okay. I like it. The couple is you guys are split. All right, Rob, you gonna go with Roger and Kimberly, or you gonna go with us, Sandy? Fact or crap?
I'm gonna go crap, but I do know the guy that invented the Segway did fall off a cliff on a Segway and he died that way. But no, that's not right. The North Face.
All right,
here we go.
The guy who founded the North Face. Died in 2015 from hypothermia after a kayaking accident is a fact.
There you go.
Yay! It is a fact. So Rob's 0-1. He's got to get the next two right.
He ain't mad at all.
Here we go. So the FBI followed Russell Crowe around for almost 2 years in the early 2000s after they got a credible threat that Al-Qaeda was going to kidnap him as a cultural destabilization plot. Fact or crap, Roger Scott?
Complete crap.
All right. Kimberly, do you think it's fact or crap?
I'm going to go crazy. Fact.
Okay. I like your guts there. All right. What do you think, Sandy? Is that fact or crap?
I think fact.
Okay, so you got two facts and a crap.
Two facts and a crap. On three. Ready? Right.
You got to get this right. You got to get this one right. The FBI followed Russell Crowe around for almost two years in the early 2000s after they got a credible threat Al-Qaeda was going to kidnap him as a cultural destabilization plot. Is that fact or crap?
That's a fact.
It is a fact.
Oh!
You are a winner. Good job. Oh! Good job, Sandy and Kimberly.
You blew it, Sandy. You're still in the running.
Because he missed the first
Rob?
One.
You mean Rob?
Rob.
Yeah,
excuse me. Yeah, yeah.
He's in the running.
Here we go. Running, yeah.
These are for the tickets. To a concert of hopefully the one you want to go to.
Here we go.
Weird Al. Yes. Okay. some of the raptor sound effects in Jurassic Park, which actually came out on this day in 1993, Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Some of the raptor sound effects. Make sure the kids aren't hearing. Were created from audio samples of tortoises having sex.
Wow.
Some of the raptor sound effects in Jurassic Park were created from audio samples. Yep. Of tortoises having sex. Is that fact or crap, Roger?
I know it is a complete piece of crap because I do know that those sounds were created by people eating Mexican food the following day after going to Taco Bell one day, going to the bathroom.
All right, Kimberly, what are you? Yeah, obviously you don't have to agree with Roger. Whatever you want to
crap.
Say. You think it's crap, okay?
That's what I just said.
All right, what is Sandy? What do you think, Sandy?
I think it's so crazy it's fact.
Okay, so we got one fact and two craps. Rob, this is for the tickets. Is that fact or crap?
Man, I'm going to go, that is crap.
Okay, so we're going to pull the audience. How many here think it's fact? Raise your hand. You got 1-3. And how many think it's crap? Okay, here we go. For the tickets, some of the raptor sound effects in Jurassic Park were created from audio samples of tortoises having sex. Is a fact. It is a fact.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I tell you what we're going to do.
We're going to force you to go.
Todd, let's get his information. We'll figure out if it's the tickets he wants, we'll give him the tickets. If it's not the tickets we want, thanks for playing, Rob. We appreciate
thanks,
you
Rob.
Listening. Good job, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Losing.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah, you, thanks,
buddy. Thank you for losing.
Appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
I do want to thank Arkansas Municipal Equipment, our friends Daniel and Vanessa Ellison out in Poland. When it comes to refuse and recycling, they are the kings and queens. They can handle all the big equipment that you need, front loaders, automated side loaders, rear loaders, you name it. They also have Highway 270 grills. So those are the crazy things we do on this show.
Can you imagine, so now you got to go back. How loud did they turn up the sound of the mic now, that those turtles had to say?
I know.
You know.
I wouldn't want to be there.
Well, it's interesting. So listen to this. So on this day, I want to make sure I got this right. 1993, I remember the first time because we had never seen dinosaurs come to life like that on the big screen.
True.
Made $47 million back in 93 on the opening weekend at Steven Spielberg. Also, Roger, on 1982, what Steven Spielberg opened on this date that grossed $100 million in its first 31 days?
82?
One of the all-time classics, also by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, sure. I know what it is.
What is it?
It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That is not correct. Sandy, Kimberly, or Todd, you want to take a shot at it? I'll give you a hint. It's connected to the movie that is coming out, is out right now by Steven Spielberg. Some say there's a connection to it called Disclosure.
Oh, got it.
No, you've already had your guess.
Got it.
That's it. That is it. You got the music. Yeah, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Yeah. I was thinking. Encounters.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think the Close Encounters was the one that they say is maybe.
Well, that's the tune that you did, right?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up. Close enough.
That's all right.
Roger, on this day.
Did you know that I was doing some trivia and I was looking up some 70s trivia, and one of the questions was, because it was like 1976 or 7 that Star Wars came out, and on the shelves during Christmas time were empty boxes of Star Wars toys because they didn't have enough of the toys made yet, so you went and bought an empty box to get a toy later. Is that not ridiculous?
Wow.
I know.
So on this day, we lost somebody that opens up our show every day. We do a Pledge of Allegiance by John Wayne, and then we do Faith Hill National Anthem, then do Elvis. What year, Kimberly, did John Wayne die on this day? Take a shot.
20.
Put that mic right up here a little bit closer. That's okay. That's all right.
71.
All right. What about you? You want to take a
76.
Shot?
76.
Well, which one you want to go with?
76.
Okay, 76. What do you say?
77.
Roger, you want to take a shot?
76.
1979.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
Roger!
I didn't know. I swear I didn't know. You know what? He had cancer.
What is your favorite John Wayne movie? Can you name one?
Before My Time.
Before Your Time. Well, True Grit is probably ours because Glenn Campbell is in it.
And there is no such
Rio Bravo, The Longest Day.
Who is
the Alamo?
Who is in Rio Bravo?
It's Dean Martin.
The Longest Day. Who's in The Longest Day?
Everybody.
There's no bad John Wayne movie. Mm-mm. Not if you're an American.
So this one, I'm going to go to Todd Pierce. Todd, can you hear me? No, Todd is not there.
All right, what is?
I'm going to save that one. Roger, also we fried Timothy McVeigh on this day. Thank goodness. 2001. Remember him?
I sure do.
It's actually a Lethal Injection, the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building that he blew up. We took him out on this day years ago. And last but not least, Roger was going to mention Seattle SLU won the Belmont Stakes, which also meant what?
Which
in
meant
what year?
That it was the year. It was 3 years after
what?
Secretariat.
But what? That he won.
Won the Triple Crown.
He won the Triple Crown. What year, extra credit, Roger, King of All Trivia?
1977.
I will be accepting the AY Magazine Trivia Host of the Year Award.
Thank you.
You know, I've done that a few times. That's I've seen that a few times on the Academy Awards where somebody will come out and accept on their behalf.
Yeah, and accepting for Roger.
Exactly. Yes, Roger couldn't be here today, but he has a video message. And here it is. Or, accepting for Roger, is his bub David Basil.
We learned the other day that Courtney Dyfel lost her star shortstop in the transfer portal, but pick one up yesterday from Notre Dame, a rising sophomore that was...
Well, they've been having off and on connection issues all morning, so we'll see if it comes back or not. It may be a case where maybe it doesn't. I don't know. We'll see. They're out in Houston, Arkansas, so that's a little bit of an issue. Give it a shot here, see if they come back. If not, we'll take a commercial break a little early. I see them working on it. you can see on the video stream they're attempting it. So I'll give them some time to try to work that out. Let me see. I think I may have had a little information on what David was talking about the shortstop that the softball team picked up yesterday. So let me see if I wrote some notes on that. I believe maybe I did. Let me see. Ah, yes, former Notre Dame infielder. She was a D1 softball second team freshman All-American, Ava Zachary. She was primarily, freshman All-American. She was primarily a second baseman for the Fighting Irish. She had a team-leading .406 batting average, 31 RBI, and a .474 on base percentage. She also had a team-best 13-game win, 13-game hitting streak last season. That would she became a second team All-ACC and a freshman All-ACC honoree. So not a bad little pickup for the Razorbacks as far as their infield is concerned.
It's 8:30.
I think we've got you get back now, guys.
Got us? There it is. Thank you very much, Todd. I know we just had I don't know what happened. We're in the metal building.
Yeah, you're robotic. So why don't we go ahead and
up until now?
Oh, there we go.
Why don't you take a break? Why don't you take a break? And we'll come back.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take that commercial break, and then we'll let you guys get reset up. And by the time this commercial break is done, you guys will be set to go. So keep it right here. We've got more of Morning Mayhem coming up for you right here on 103.7 The Buzz. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball coach John Calipari was among those who saw history last night at Madison Square Garden.
Brunson pulls a quick three off the front rim. No, tip it good for the lead with 1.2 seconds to go. OG Anunoby flying out of nowhere. And this place is rocking at the Garden.
That was Mark Kestisher on ESPN Radio with OG Anunoby's tip-in with 1.2 seconds left that gave New York a 107-106 victory over San Antonio. It's the largest comeback in NBA Finals history. The Knicks trailed by as many as 29 in the third quarter. They'll have a chance to win their first NBA championship since 1973 on Saturday night. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Another hot and steamy day for Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 90s. Feeling like the triple digits, scattered showers and storms likely Thursday night into Friday morning. Pushing into Friday midday and the afternoon in southern Arkansas. Some of those could be on the stronger side. Highs on Friday reach the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Neighbors. I want to remind all of you Buzz listeners out there to head over to our social media accounts at 103.7 The Buzz on Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube, as we are now streaming live with video. So not only do you get to hear from our beautiful voices, you also get to see all of our pretty faces for each and every show throughout the day. So be sure to head over to 103.7 The Buzz on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter and watch us live each and every day right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Worcester, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Sir, I'm right here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, loud and clear.
All right. We're having a little technical difficulty with our equipment, so I've stepped outside of Sandy's man cave, Sandy Husband's man cave. We're going to do the old foam bone, Todd. This outfit started back in the day with Tommy Smith when we'd had technical difficulties. We go to the foam bone. MacGyver. Or MacGruber, whoever,
yeah,
whatever
MacGyver,
you want to call it. Either one. Well, I also like MacGruber, too. Both of them are pretty funny. But anyway, we're going to see if we can figure it out. But let's go ahead, if you don't mind, Todd. Let's bring in Melinda Mayo.
No, Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart. And she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning to everybody. So this is just two friends talking on the phone to each other? Is that what that's what
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, Melinda.
Okay.
I wish you could be here in Houston because you were one of our judges in our Man Cave contest. It was you, Justin Moore, Darren McFadden, and Kanan and Ginger Sandy. And so thank you so much for doing that. And if memory serves me right, you selected, I think, our two winners, which were Mark Carter, our Razorback themed, and then today, the Sandy Husband, unbelievable, over-the-top man cave. But thank you for doing that.
Well, it was so much fun. Thank you for asking me to be a part of it, to see, you know, how different the different man caves can be, that everybody kind of puts their own spin to it. And this one was just over-the-top cool. But I also love Mark Carter's. You know, I loved yesterday when on Facebook Live he talked about the memories that were attached to a lot of his Razorback memorabilia, like that pennant from like the 20s,
yeah.
I think with his grandfather's or his great-grandfather. That's just neat when you got stuff like that. But this one is something I'd like to see in person, too.
Well, you know, that's a good point that Mark, you know, had some of the cool older stuff, Razorback theme, and this one today is he did it basically all by hand. I mean, he was able to take, you know, cars and repurpose them. And I mean, this bar, I mean, he's got a bar that's as nice as any commercial bar, as cool as any commercial bar that you could go to. And so he takes a lot of pride in it. You know, it's funny. I just, you know, just trying to come up with different fun things to do. I do want to thank Coffin by Design West for sponsoring this. Appreciate them. But you know what? Little did I know how much fun, you know, the Carters had with this yesterday and how much winning this today meant for Sandy Huspeth. All of his buddies, had 40 people come by already and took a lot of pride in doing it. So little did I know that this would be what it is. And I think next year, Melinda, if you'll do it again, I think it'll be even bigger. I think we'll have more than 30. I bet you we'll have double this next year if you're willing to do it.
I would love to. I'd be happy to. And it's neat today finding out his story about how long he worked on this and was battling cancer during that and battling COVID. We didn't know any of that, you know, when we were just looking at the pictures for what they showed us. So getting the real story is neat too today. And that's a beautiful part of the state there. I don't know if I've been right through Houston, but I've been through Perryville, which is pretty close. And that's where it starts to get, where the mountains kind of start, just west of,
You're exactly right, Melinda. I don't think it's been so long to go from Conway through Perry County. It turns into beautiful country out here, rolling hills. I mean, it's gorgeous. And you can tell people have started moving out here because they want to live on the river. There's, obviously going west of Conway. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely out in the boonies. It's definitely, quote, the boonies kind of deal. But it's just beautiful rolling hills, just beautiful Arkansas. And anyway, we're glad to be out here. I will say this, though. I can tell already there's a little breeze on the we're on a hill, a little bit of a, not a mountain, but a hill. But I can tell it's going to get warm. I can tell hot is on the way today, right?
Yeah, it's going to be another day just like yesterday and the day before with probably mid-90s or so temperatures, which with this humidity that you're feeling, it's going to bump that heat index up to like 100 and 105. So it has been the dangerous kind of heat this week. So if you're working outside today, I know we're just here at the beginning of summer, but you got to take care of yourself because we've already heard of people, getting into kind of heat stroke, heat problems. Working out of this. Yeah. The good news is it is about to change. Tonight, Northwest Arkansas gets a round of storms. Could be some wind and hail in that late tonight. And then that works down to Central Arkansas. It looks like tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning we could have some rain and storms here. I think they'll be weakening. They won't be as strong as they are in Northwest Arkansas, but still some rain. Friday morning here, Friday night, that kind of works down to South Arkansas. But then over the weekend, it's going to be kind of another weekend where it's just waves, different areas of rain coming through all weekend long. So those chances go up, starting especially for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday, we could get 1 to 3 inches of rain. So it's about to switch back around again.
All right, let's see if our man McGroger, has got it locked in. Roger, you got it?
Can you hear me? We lost Melinda? Well, we lost Baz. Melinda, are you there?
Melinda's still here.
No, Melinda's still here.
Yeah, still here.
Oh, very good. Yeah, Melinda.
I'm here.
So are you saying we'll get some rain tonight in Central Arkansas, or will it be in the morning?
I think it'll be in the morning. I think tonight it'll be up in Northwest Arkansas. Could be a little bit strong up there. We've got a slight risk of severe storm, so wind and hail. I don't think it's so much of a tornado producer, but, we always watch that. But then it's going to work down here overnight. So I think Friday morning is when we get the rain here in Central Arkansas.
And is that going to be for a couple of days?
Yeah, this is one of those that kind of hangs around because the front's going to drop down, going to kind of hang along the Arkansas-Oklahoma, maybe Missouri border, just going to kind of hang there. So it keeps these disturbances coming right through. So unfortunately, or fortunate if you like it, because it's going to break the heat some, we're going to get rounds of rainfall this weekend. We've got about a 50% chance both days this weekend. And then we bump that up to about 60% for Monday. And I think we could see maybe 1 to 3 inches of rain across much of the state between now and early next week. So that green grass is going to get a little bit more rain.
You're going to have to mow.
Oh, no so, by the way, Melinda, now that we've got Sandy here, Sandy Hutchmuth. So this is Melinda Mayo from Channel 7, and she's one of the ones that voted you a winner. So if you wanted to say
a little
message, pull that mic up a little bit closer to your mouth there.
Thank you so much.
There you go, Melinda. Yeah, she loves your story, too.
And I've got a story to tell you. When she put me in it, and then I didn't know nothing about it.
Right.
Next thing I know, I get a call or a text from you.
Yeah.
Asking if it's the Sandy. I said, I don't know this person. I looked it up, and I started to block. I went down to block you from calling me again. And I thought, well, maybe I'll hold off. And then it was the next day you introduced yourself and told me who you were.
Gotcha.
And I handed the phone to her.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have a partner, a wife like Kimberly to help you out. But, yeah, we're very happy for you. Melinda loves your story. She's been looking at the pictures. Of course, she judged it, so she saw them. Melinda, I'm like you. I saw a message that you sent. Even if you're not an NBA fan, you've got to have been enjoying this story about the Knicks, what happened last night. The Stanley Cup's been fun. I don't give a root rats about hockey. But if I click it over there, there's been a lot of scoring, maybe the most ever in the history of the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, we had so much excitement in the College World Series, both for, you know, the Razorbacks and the women's. And then, of course, you got the guys coming up. But there's the regional, super regional with the UALR story, the Little Rock Trojans. So it's really been, a really great month for sports. And it continues to be, especially last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a couple nights during this series, my phone just blows up, especially if I'm on Facebook or something. Oh, my God, what a great game that was. And last night I was like, whoa, I should have been watching this game, the biggest comeback in NBA Finals history. So I feel like there's maybe more Spurs fans around these parts than Knicks fans, but I see a little bit of both when you're online. But yeah, I've never been a big NBA. I'm like, you know, these are professionals. I like college better because they're playing for the heart of the school. Now they're professionals too, so why not watch the NBA? So I may have to do that more. And I think the Corliss, connection right now with the Spurs is pretty cool too.
The last thing before we let you go and thank your sponsors, Roger, I don't know if, I'm sure probably Roger probably knew this, but Melinda pointed out that Venus and Jupiter are showing up in our night sky this week. It's easy to see them.
Wait a minute. Melinda, let me answer this real quick. Earlier in the week, I sent him a message saying, look, Venus and Jupiter are right there in the sky. And what did you tell me?
I didn't tell you anything other than I said I'm comfortable in my bed right now.
Yeah, and his entire house is made of windows. So he couldn't get his butt up because of the bathtub races kept him down. To see the coolest thing in a long time. It was awesome.
It is awesome. And this proves that you two are a married couple, basically, because I can tell Mark something for a year or two, but then if somebody else, like that he works with, tells him the same exact thing, he tells it back to me. And 100%. I'm like, I've been telling you that. Yes. So anyway, it's very easy to see. It actually takes a couple of nights ago. So it is Venus and Jupiter.
Yes.
Look to the western sky about 30 minutes, 60 minutes after sunset. And for about 2 hours, they're the brightest things in the sky. So it's pretty cool to see. Happens about once a year when they have this conductor.
There it is. I'm showing them the picture. That's from my front door. And then I do a close-up in there. It's Venus.
It's two dots.
And
it's
Jupiter.
Two dots.
But it's the only two dots in the sky. But he doesn't have time to. He only needs me for one thing.
I'm so happy for Venus, and what was it, Jupiter? I'm so happy for them.
Such a penis.
Thank your fine sponsor, who's going to get a lot of rain. I'm sure they're happy about it, that Sanders is getting all the rain this week.
They are so happy about it, but they're probably busy today because they watch it so closely. They make sure they put all that good stuff on your yard before the rain and not after, so they time it out perfectly. Listen, it's too hot to be out there trying to figure this out for yourself, figure out what my grass needs, what my soil needs. They know. They don't waste your time. They don't waste your money. They don't waste product. They know exactly what goes. Fertilizer, insecticide, you name it, flower garden treatment, mosquito treatment. They've got it all. 315-9395. Call my friends over at Sandy Brown.
Melinda, thanks again for being a part of the first ever Man Cave Contest, Morning Mayhem Man Cave Contest. And you were a tremendous judge. You picked two great winners.
Thank you so much.
How about that, Kimberly?
I appreciate you.
Yeah, how about that? And she's got so many fans, and now you got two new fans here with Sandy and Kimberly.
And we have new friends, too.
We do, too. Hey. All right, Melinda, thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Melinda.
Okay. Congratulations. Love you guys.
See you
later.
Thank you.
Love you.
Go Hawks.
You know, I'm telling you, Groover, you figured this out again?
Well, we just tried something different.
Look at you.
You just got to keep trying.
Just when it looks like you can't figure it out. Look at that guy right there.
That's Keith Lawson right there.
He's a Houston guy.
Yes.
Right? He lives right around the corner.
Yeah. Right down the road.
How about that?
He and Elia, this is where their farm is out this way. Is it your kind of farm, your sod farm, or both?
I don't know if you guys heard me tell him about how beautiful this land is out here. The rolling hills of Perry County. It's in the boonies. And I hope nobody's offended about it. It's in the boonies.
That's why they know it's in the boonies.
I know.
That's why they're here.
I know. Yes. You almost had the 1,000-year flood come right up to the house, though, right?
Yes.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
We have a man cave full of people here. We need to make sure if there's any guys or ladies that we need to hear some stories that we need to know about. We've already gotten some this morning. I tell you, when we come back, if we don't mind, we want to see a trick shot. Did we just lose that?
No.
We want to see a trick shot by Sandy or any of your guys. Yeah, did I see who was Tarzan? Tennessee Tarzan? Has Tennessee Tarzan been in this place? His picture's up on the wall.
No, I went to a tournament over there.
Okay. And just making sure.
Played in the tournament.
Tennessee Tarzan, Roger said, must be one of the great pool players of all time. So he's got his picture on the wall up here.
Got it signed.
Got it signed. Very nice.
Nice.
All right. And Roger, there may be a chance that we visit with Double R, Randy Rainwater, a little after 9 today. I'll be hanging out with him tomorrow. So, all right. Do not go away. We're having some fun here in Houston. At the home of the Hutchmouth home. It's not the home, it's the man cave. Yeah. It's two separate things, so don't go away. What time is it, 8:45? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape, they get in the pool, and boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
And still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
No timeouts left. They have to get it in. Harper lobs it inside. Castle hasn't lost it. That's it. It's over. The greatest comeback in NBA playoff history. The Knicks pull off the miracle comeback and lead it 3-1. Now one win away from a title.
Oh, yeah, Rod. A little stank right there. Michael Jackson. How do we sound, Todd? Do we sound okay?
Coming through loud and clear.
I like it. Thanks. Filling in for Christian Weir. He'll be here tomorrow, too. Yeah, can we see? We want to see a couple trick shots. Can we see a trick shot? Mickey, either Mickey or Danny or Sandy. We saw you walking with your own little deal here. We're on the air live. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, listen, get that. Is that your stick right there? Put that stick in. Let me see a trick shot.
No, that ain't his stick.
Oh, I know. He's the. Okay, show me one. That's all right. Listen, they can't hear you on here. Go ahead. Just go
get over and do it. I got the camera on you.
Here, grab a headset there real quick. Yeah, we are here in Houston. Houston. Roger, what's small world that Keith's out here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Elias.
Well, and rumor has it that they're building a new one.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Oh, is that right? Wow. Somebody says, crazy that Spielberg released Jurassic Park and Schindler's List in the same year. Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, holy cow.
Well, knowing what we know now, I mean, I guess you just put as many movies as you can out in the deal, but you would think that they know what they're doing. But
somebody said, do you call a pool player a billardist or a cuist? Or do you call them a
billiardist?
Sure. No, a billiard. What did I say?
Billardist.
Thank you.
Billardist. Yeah. Hold that button.
Cuist. Billardist. But billiardist.
He's a billardist. He'll always be a billardist now.
All right. So who's your buddy? Who's your buddy right here?
That's Charles Albrecht. He's the son. He's got the boy that I said is, in my opinion, one of the best players in Arkansas.
His son is.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's do. Rod, turn around there, Sandy, and tell us what's getting ready to happen. He's got three balls lined up against the bumper over there.
That's what she said.
Is that what you call it, bumper? What do you call those?
Rails.
Shut up, like you know everything.
Well, I know.
You also become
the
Lord expert.
It's not a.
All right, here we go. He's going to show us here. Okay, he's calling his shot. He's pointing to where the balls are going. So there's three different pockets, three different balls, cue balls in the middle.
And the cue ball won't move.
Okay, so go to the webcam right now, YouTube. Okay. And this is not his stick. This is just somebody else's stick.
He knows what his
stick is. Your stick.
Feels
okay.
Like.
Right, here we go.
He knows the feeling of his own stick.
No pressure or anything. No pressure. Look, boom, boom.
Oh! Wow.
Outstanding.
Holy moly.
Outstanding.
Done, sir.
What was the degree of difficulty? 10 being the hardest, 1 being the 1.
10?
Start shooting this. All right, then, wow. Sandy, do you have a go-to trick? Okay,
I got one when I rack the balls up.
What do you do there? All right, go. This is your day, man.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Listen, Kim, you swatched him now. He's pushing it, isn't he?
He's pushing it. Limit.
You got a nurse here.
She knows.
This is. I'll tell you about pool, Roger. When it comes to a break.
Yeah,
a break to me is like playing golf.
Lost the camera. Dead gummit.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's all right. We got another one. We got a backup.
Well, as you do that, it's almost like on a tee box. If you're a dude and everybody's watching you and you do a lousy break, like you barely move the balls.
Yeah.
It's like you lose some of your manhood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's the best you can do. It's like, you know, topping a ball like I did 19 right. times the other day.
Exactly.
In golf.
Exactly.
Same, okay, what's he doing here? He's got the, what do you call the thing around the...
That is the rack.
What is it's called the rack.
Yes.
All right, good job. Roger, he must have studied up on his pool stuff.
Today. No, I just...
So,
he's
putting the rack tilted up with the cue ball underneath it.
Right.
He's got the 13 ball, no, 12 ball, rather. What is that?
13.
13 ball. And he's throwing it up against the rail.
He's checking out the bumper.
He
wants to see what the cushion is.
I don't know
doing.
What he's doing here.
He wants to get the speed of the cushion.
No, let's listen to you. Show me the clock there, Ron. Is that what you did? That's what you're supposed to do. Very nice, very nice. I have no idea on a scale of 1 to 10.
Because we're off. I can't get it.
Oh, you can.
Todd just made. Turn the music.
Todd, I can't. We're at 57, so I can't tell if the break is there. Todd, are you there?
Your break music just started.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, listen, you know, it's the effort that counts.
It worked.
Minnesota Scott here now that he's no longer the...
because I know Rack.
He's now a Ballard's expert now.
Now I'm a Ballard snob.
What is that? The corner of the pocket? What? What is it? What is it?
Can you say it on the radio?
Probably not, the way
he's looking.
No. Satan.
And I call it titties.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. I cannot believe you said that on this radio show.
Wow.
Well, that's what they call it in the pool.
Earmuffs, kid.
We'll be back
earmuffs.
In a minute. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to